Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to Testimonial Tuesday with Peg and Mark. We are so happy to be here. I am calling in from sunny, hot, gorgeous West Melbourne, Florida. I'm here for 1 week now, and I'm a group leader with Beamer, and we have an exciting show for you today. My most recent testimonial is, of course, sleep. A lot of changes in my life lately, including this move, which has been really kind of interesting and fun. I moved into my son's neighborhood, close to my three grandkids. But with all the changes, sleep is hard, so I've been using the sleep mode on the Beamer, and I'm just so grateful for it. It's been so helpful. And with me today, I'm going to introduce Mark Gilowitz. We have Mark with us, and then I'm going to go over the rules. And while we're talking, go ahead and press one on your phone and get into the queue so we can hear your testimonial. But Mark Gilowitz is the person that put me in business originally, and he has just recently been promoted. He promoted himself to organizational manager. So congrats, Mark. That is such a great accomplishment. So please give us your compliant testimonial, and then we'll get started.
Okay, thank you, Peg. And you know what? By going organizational manager, it's not of my own doing. It's just working with a great team of people and watching them succeed and helping them succeed. And I remember Zig Ziglar said that if you help enough other people get what they want, and you'll get what you want. And it's all about helping other people. And Beamer is so amazing because it's about changing lives. And, you know, as we interview people today, I'll ask them, you know, would you want to go back to life before Beamer? And they're like, no way. And it's just such a better quality of life. And I just met with a gentleman who's been using the Beamer for a few weeks now. And, you know, everybody gets results on a different level, on a different timetable. And he's like, wow, this is a major investment. I said, I know. I said, but what would you spend otherwise? So he started calculating things on supplements, increase blood flow and help go to sleep. And it totaled almost $200 a month. I said, you know what, with that in about 3 years, you would have spent what the Beamer would have cost. And the Beamer is an investment that's going to be 10-plus years. So it truly is the best investment that you can make for yourself. And it's at home. So whenever something happens to you, and just recently, Peg, about 4 months ago, I tore my shoulder really, really badly. And I'm so thankful I had Beamer at home. I never went to a doctor, never got an injection, never got any kind of medication, didn't get any therapy. I just Beamered the heck out of my shoulder and took some natural anti-inflammatory things. And, you know, within a couple of weeks, I was over 90% better. So I'm so thankful for that. But, you know, if I introduced the Beamer, I had another injury, and my body was not able to heal itself. But after I had the Beamer for 6 weeks, it went away, and it never came back. And at age 50, my body already was experiencing signs of impaired blood flow. And once you have, you know, that blood flow and your body's in homeostasis and you're sleeping well with the sleep program, you just don't want to go back to the way life was before. So that's my compliant testimonial. So back to you, Peg.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. Yes, so let me read the rules. So it says, please call in today and share your brief, compliant, personal testimonial on how using this amazing technology has changed your life. So our number, as you know, if you've already called in, is 515-605-9877. If any of your friends are trying to get in and it's busy, have them try 323-642-1520. And if everyone would please press 1 and get placed in the queue to share, we would appreciate it. So what does compliant mean? It means don't mention any disease names that are common in the medical field. Instead, you're just going to describe the symptoms, like, for example, I'm having a blood sugar issue or something like that. We're not going to mention any drug names, and we're not going to use the word like pain, cured, or treatment. So we give Beamer sessions. Instead of pain, we say I was hurting or there was a lot of discomfort. Or instead of saying cured, you know, my body healed itself. You know, with this amazing technology, my body was able to heal itself because we don't diagnose, treat, or cure any diseases. And don't give your own protocols. The only protocol we have is basically the basic Beamer plan. So also, keep it simple and brief. And see, we want to hear about any symptoms that you might have and if they may be minimized or gone. And if you're an athlete, maybe tell us about how it's improved your performance and your recovery. So with that, please press 1. We always need for somebody to break the ice and press 1 and get us started. And while we're waiting for the first caller to press 1 to get going, I'll just tell you about my life in Sun City with all the senior athletes. And I know for me, if I go for a bike ride in the morning, a long bike ride, I can use the Beamer and then be able to go play tennis for 2 hours at night. And I've noticed the same thing here. Moving to Florida, like I said, it's hot. It is hot. I decided I would take a tennis lesson. And the only time the pro had available, so like I said, I've been here 1 week. The only time the pro, by the way, he's 6'8". The only time he had available was 2:30 in the afternoon. And the next day somebody told me, we've just had the hottest day in 800 years. So I don't know if he's exaggerating or not, but it felt like the hottest day in 800 years. Well, I'm taking this lesson, I'm thinking, good grief, I can't wait to get home and take a shower and get on my Beamer for recovery. But yes, it's excellent for recovery and for all that. So tell us a recovery story, Mark, while we're waiting for somebody to press 1.
Okay. So, a lot of, you know, athletes, like you said, love Beamer because of the sleep program. And as you get older, you talked about the senior athletes, you may still sleep the same number of hours, but you're not getting that deep restorative sleep. So there's REM sleep where you have the rapid eye movement in the dreams. People, after, you know, using the Beamer, like, I'm dreaming in Technicolor, and they're remembering the dreams. But there's a level above that, which is a deep restorative sleep, where the body, then the brain washes itself, the lymphatic system, and blood flow gets redirected to the internal organs. It deacidifies, detoxifies, and it's regenerating your body. And for weekend warriors and people that are athletes, they really, abuse themselves during the day, and they need to heal. And the athlete and the person that can heal at nighttime can then go out and do it again and have a more productive day. So that is so, so important.
Yep, absolutely true. And then just recently I bought the B-Sit with a new carrying case. So if anybody's out there that has the B-Sit, I'd love to hear a B-Sit story. This B-Sit is so comfy to start with. It's so versatile. We can use it for a whole body systemic, or we can use it for targeted application. It's the only applicator that we have that can go from the lowest to the absolute highest. We can use it on intensities, the purple button, I call it, 1 through 10. We really only want to go 1 through 6. Or we can use any of the programs and have it set on high and have it be 3 times stronger. So it is the most versatile piece. And yesterday I went to go visit with a functional medicine doctor, and I brought it with me. It's really kind of fun because I like it a lot better than the other Beamer bag that I have one or two of them as well. But it's just, you know, the B-Sit fits in it so nicely. You can carry it. I can carry my computer with me. Everything's right there. It's very professional looking. So I was so happy to have that. and so happy to use it. And like I said, I've been here in West Melbourne for 1 week and 1 day, and I've joined a tennis team, and I'm going to start bringing it to practice because everybody was very curious about it. No one had ever heard of it except for the one girl who just moved down from New York City, and she's a chiropractor, and she's heard of it and loves it. So that's always good when you have an ally, right? Somebody to back you up with that. So if anyone has used the B-Sit or has a B-Sit story, press 1. Or Mark, do you have a B-Sit story?
I do have a B-Sit story. So I have a lot of team members in Florida and South Florida, down towards Tampa and Naples, Florida, and love going down there, you know, going to the ocean as well. So I'm a guy, I like to, you know, get things done, get to the destination. So I'll drive, you know, those 9 or 10 hours straight through from Charlotte down to the Gulf. And my right leg with prior to Beamer would really start aching and cramping up. And I could not, you know, go more than a couple hours. And once I got Beamer and I got the B-Sit, I would put that B-Sit in my lower back and it feels so good. And I'd put the B-Sit under my thighs and I'd use program 2, and which is a 16-minute program. And you know what? I did not have any discomfort, didn't have any cramping, and I could just drive all the way down discomfort free. And I absolutely loved it. And also just, you know, which is putting on your feet, you know, when you're standing on your feet all day, to be able to stand on it or sit on it, it's just so good for your feet. And it's just such a nice big surface area that it's just a nice tool to use. And then also I've even used it. I've got a couple of people that have come in to Beamer and they're 6'8" and the bee body looks so small compared to them. And I've used it kind of like as a bee body extension. I would extend it out and then their feet are on the bee set. So it's just a handy item to have.
That is actually a great idea because other than, you know, when you have big, tall people and then you have their the bottom of their legs on the bar of the zero-gravity chair, which has got to be very uncomfy. So actually we have our first caller calling in.
All right.
From 386, ending in 7454. You're live on BlogTalk. So tell us who you are and where you're from and your compliant testimonial.
Hi, I thought I'd get things going. This is Wanda down in Daytona Beach. Let me turn and speak. I'm sorry. Wanda in Daytona Beach. My story is we just got back home today after having the house fumigated for termites. We live in a 2.5-story house. Everything, cosmetic and food, anything that would touch the body had to be removed from the house. It would have been easier to move permanently, you know, because I'm telling you, coming down the stairs from upstairs, and what we did, we parked a U-Haul truck in the backyard, put everything in there is what we didn't take with us, to refrigerated things. So we've been displaced for 4 days in a hotel room over on the ocean, so that wasn't so bad. But I'm telling you, that first on Thursday, I felt like the hunchback. I was from, you know, doing all that, the prep work and getting everything out of here and hauling it out. You know, like I said, it's 2.5 stories, so it was a lot. And when I got to the hotel, got the B-Sit out, sat on it, then I moved it up my back, and the next day I was fine. There's no way in the world this would have happened. You know, the knees were fine, the shoulders were fine, the hips were fine, everything. And we're doing it in the reverse. And right now, we just came back home a couple hours ago. So I'm sitting while I'm listening to the phone call. I'm sitting on my B-Sit. So.
Okay, good. Good. So now you can move all back in? You have to move everything back in now?
Everything's back into the house, but now everything has to be dispersed in the house where it's supposed to go, between two refrigerators and a freezer and upstairs to the bathrooms, the toiletries, and back into the pantries that, oh, my.
Yeah.
Cleaning out freezers. I know what you've been through.
Yeah. So, and still, and still. So anyway, so great, Wanda. Thank you for that testimonial.
Hey, Wanda, I got a question for you. How long have you had your Beamer, and what originally interested you in getting the Beamer?
Well, October 14th will be 6 years. My friend
Rhonda,
it's exciting for the anniversary coming. My friend texted me or emailed me, actually, that check this out. I think it'll help you with your condition, which was my head, you know, the big M word. And so I did, and, you know, she came over one day for me to try it. Long story short, I noticed the difference. I got circulation to that part of my brain that probably I've never had, at least since I was a teenager. Whatever was going on there, it was taken care of. And it's just gotten better and better and better through the years.
Yeah. Awesome. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that great that a friend thought of you and said, yes, I think this will help, and it did, and, yeah, and your life is completely different, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I can't imagine not having it, especially doing, like, you, with the move that you just had, to not have the Beamer. I mean, it would take us days to recover from that, and then it'd have to do it in the reverse, you know, unloading everything and bringing it back in the reverse. I mean.
Right. Right.
Of course, it was nice. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying, so it's, you know, like my daughter-in-law was like, wow, you know, you moved here, you joined a tennis team, you did this, you did that. I mean, yeah, because I feel good. You know, because I feel good, and I'm sure, you know, with the Beamer helping.
Absolutely. I'm 71. I just had my 71st birthday last week. So I'm no spring chicken. So to be able to do this and feel great doing it, plus we got to eat out twice a day while we were displaced, so there was no cooking or cleaning for that. But, you know, life is good.
Yes, it is. It is very good. So thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. And
I appreciate your being there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
So that was Wanda, who's moved in, moved out, and then moved back in again and uses the B-Sit. And so if somebody else would like to tell us their B-Sit story or any other story, we'd be happy to hear that too. So actually, this is the second time I bought a B-Sit. The first time I bought a B-Sit, I was brand new, and we were taking a long airplane ride to Australia. So I brought the B-Sit with me and put it on the highest program for 20 minutes, and I could have flown without the airplane all the way to Australia. I was just so wired, and I remember thinking, this thing is way too strong. And when I got back from the trip, I sold it because I thought, you know, not that I, you know, used it incorrectly or too much for a brand-new person, but it was just too strong. That's what I thought. So anyway, so now here it is several years later, and I'm buying the B-Sit again with the carrying case and loving it because now I'm using it properly. So anyway, so Mark, do you have some more stories while we're waiting for somebody to call in?
Sure. And too bad we can't give third-party testimonials because,
I know.
You know, you and I have beamered hundreds of people over the years. But just real quick, I got – at first, you know, when Rick Roundtree introduced it to me, and I'm glad a good friend like him introduced it because it sounded too good to be true. How can, you know, one thing do so much for the body? But that is foundational for good health, which is good blood flow, and we don't think about it. We think of arteries and veins, but nobody talks about microvessels. And then you're like, what do you mean the heart doesn't push blood through the capillaries? Well, what does? And then you hear about vasomotion, and you're like, oh, my gosh. I've never heard about this. And then you find out that the Beamer signal is the only anything in the world that stimulates the vasomotion that can open up clogged capillaries. And I love those green blood flow videos that you can see on YouTube. And that just is amazing. People will watch that and they'll get the
They're
Beamer
amazed.
Just because they understand the significance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, Mark, we have another caller from the 978 area code and ending in 7467. You are live on Blog Talk, so give us your name, where you're from, and give us your compliant testimonial, please.
Good morning, kids. It's Vanessa calling from cloudy South Florida, Boynton Beach, to be exact. packing up for my, finally, 22 months later, I'm going back to Newburyport, Mass., where my Beamer distributorship actually started 6 years ago in August. I'm finally getting out of Florida, and I have 1,500 plus miles ahead of me and several Beamer demos. And my BeFit story is I had one probably, I'm going to say 3 years ago, because here taking care of an elderly mom and had a terrible car accident a month after I got here, which is how I found Beamer, through Mark Diamond, through a used car salesman who knew Mark Diamond, my team manager. And ever since then, I have loved it because until I could kind of get my Beamer business or, you know, figure out what the heck Beamer was and how powerful it was, I was driving Lyft in a Lincoln SUV. And I would oftentimes drive 8, 10, 12 hours anywhere from as far north as Fort Pierce all the way to Coral Gables and even Homestead down towards the Keys. So I could end up anywhere on any given day, depending on which band I was going to see perform, because live music kind of kept me going down here while taking care of my mom. And a lot of stress, a lot of lack of sleep, not really getting proper sleep, really being under a lot of emotional and mental and physical stress. So that BeFit was my lifeline in the vehicle, and the cable went, and I turned it in, and wouldn't you know, they weren't available anymore because then the FDA came along, and I got the 2B pad deal, which I was sad about. So I can't tell you what a difference in my new Lincoln now. My leg has been just miserable, my gas pedal foot. You know, I'm gas and brake all night long to the middle of the night while people are drinking and partying down in Florida here. And I just couldn't deal with it. So the other night when I heard Chris and George on the Wednesday national call, I said, got to get a new one before they run out of those 500. So mine comes back tomorrow just in time for me to drive out of here to Savannah and then to visit a customer in Maryland, demos in Annapolis and New York and Connecticut and down the Cape. Cape Cod in Massachusetts. So I'm eagerly awaiting, like, I'm actually going to hijack the UPS truck and get them to leave it at the UPS facility because I can't wait till the afternoon for it to come on the truck. So I'm actually going to reroute it and go to the UPS facility to grab it so I can just keep going to Savannah. I love it. It's the most remarkable applicator in the whole set. And the person who knows it inside and out next to Dr. Burka was my academy instructor in Sarasota. I want to say 2018 November was Dr. Catherine Anuha from Lakeland, Florida, who has that complementary alternative medicine clinic. She did a wonderful lecture, and I would love to try and get her, if she's got her notes, to share that with us, because the thing she told me about the BeFit, or told all of us, there were about 100 of us there in Sarasota, and she talked about how the signal going up the spine through the reproductive organs for men and women is just remarkably different way to hit the body with the Beamer signal. So I never forgot, and I thought I'd probably have to go back to my Beamer notebook and look at those notes and try to put them together for my team, because I was really blown away by her depth of knowledge on the BeFit. So I got to try and get her on. And she really did an in-depth look into that signal and how it hits you through up the back, up the spine, and like I said, through the reproductive area, the visceral organs and all that. Really, really a whole different way to get the body in balance in that specific area.
Wow, that really is good info, because I don't think I've ever met a truck driver who didn't have a Beamer, who didn't have a bad back. So I was surprised.
And police officers, don't forget police. Don't forget the police that drive around in their cruisers all day. I met some of these guys from New York, New Jersey. A lot of people from up north come down here to Florida. And I'm talking to them in a tiki bar and thinking about, well, we all, you know, have back problems, leg problems, sciatica, whatever different kinds of things going on with the leg because they're driving all the time. So, you know, that's another whole group that really needs this.
Yeah. Actually, I recently met a guy who's a truck driver. And his wife was looking at Beamer, and he was a truck driver. Before this, he was a bull rider. So imagine what his back must look like, right? And but she bought Beamer. I was like, please, you know, get your husband a Beamer first. But anyway, yes. So did you say your name
I'll report back next week because I have to drive 600 miles from Savannah to Olney, Maryland to pick up a Beamer from somebody. So that I've got to make record time on, let me say, tomorrow I've got to do 6 hours to Savannah. So we'll test it out once I do the happy dance when I grab that package. And then, like I said, 600 miles on Friday. And then, actually, no, on Thursday, I have to do the 600 miles. And then Friday morning, I've got to get up and get all the way over to Cape Cod. So that's another 7 hour drive there, probably 400 or 500 miles that I've got to do to go get to a dinner on the Cape. So boy, oh boy, I'm going to give it a test and I'll call you guys next Tuesday and fill you in on how I made it home to my house.
For sure. So Mark, do you have a couple of comments?
Thank you for everything you do. Love you both. Mark, haven't talked to you in a while. Good to hear your voice. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, I mean, all your driving is just making me cringe because I had the same issue with my pedal foot. You know, that would be the one that would start aching. And, yeah, it's just fantastic to have. And it reminds me of the UPS driver testimonial peg when I think you were hosting and he called in and he gave us such an amazing testimonial. But we're just, you know, if you haven't experienced Beamer, you just don't know how good it can be. And you know, Dr. Burka talks about, you know, sitting is kind of like what people would talk about smoking, how detrimental smoking was. Well, sitting all day long impairs the microvessels from bringing proper blood flow to the cells. So when you're sitting all day long, you have impaired blood flow. So the B-sit is so great, not just for truck drivers, but for anybody who's sitting a lot. So in the office, you know, take that Beamer with the new B-sit in the carrying bag and take that to the office each day. And you're going to be so much more alert. You're going to be so much more effective. And you're going to head off a lot of disease that could happen from the new smoking, which is sitting. So great to have.
Yep, very good. So thank you for your testimonial. What an awesome testimonial. Driving.
Yeah, hopefully next week will be even better, I hope. We'll see how it turns out on the road. I'm going to give it a good test. I'm so excited about the carry bag, though. I used to put it in a shopping bag, and it was so awkward, and I think that's probably why I ruined the cable. So I'm actually excited that they've got it in a beautiful case, because now I'm going to go to realtors' offices, law offices, and all kinds of places back home that haven't seen my face before. For 2 years now I've been gone, so we'll see how it works.
Yeah, because trying to put the B-sit in anything else, it would, part of it would stick out. And I think there probably probably a lot of damage because we didn't have a proper carrying case. And now we do. But the nice part about it is it's just so professional looking. And so there's room for the B-sit. There's room for the B-box. There's room for your computer notes. And it's just, like I said, very professional looking. It's got the shoulder strap and also a hand strap. So it makes it really nice. So thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. And
thank you.
And now from the 323 area code, ending in 5406, you are live on Blog Talk. So please give us your name, where you're from, your testimonial, please. So hello, 323, ending in 5406. Hello. You're live on Blog Talk. So I think this person may have pressed 1 by mistake because they're actually talking to somebody else. So we'll come back to them a little bit and see if they meant to press 1, and we'll talk to them then. So we're coming up on the half hour, but, here we have another caller. This one's from the 805 area code, ending in 9330. So you're live on Blog Talk, and please give us your name, where you're from, and your testimonial, please.
Well, good morning, Dynamic Duo. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California. Paso Robles, wine country. Hi, Mark. Hi, guys. You're both so wonderful, so professional, and we all appreciate you so much. I've had my Beamer for a little over 2 years, but the B-sit, I got my B-sit in 1 day. I ordered it in the afternoon and got it the next day. It was amazing. And then we had an expo. There were four of us that did an expo together over the weekend, and we had four gravity chairs with Beamers on, the B-body, and we had two B-sits. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. there was one of the four on the team that was not, let's see, I want to be kind. She was not a team player and caused mm-hmm. so much stress that my back was really, really in bad shape. And mm-hmm. so one of the other gals said, why don't you put the B-sit on your back? And I tell you guys, this B-sit is amazing. My husband is 6'4". He goes in his recliner and puts his feet on it. I used it on my back. I sit on it. He sits on it. What an amazing thing. And the carrying case is wonderful, too. Yeah, it really is mm-hmm. great. And we were hoping that we might be able to put our B-body in there, too, but it doesn't work. So, anyway, the B-sit is really, really a unique and wonderful addition, you know, so I'm glad that I was able to get one. I could have used it in the 2 years that I've been, you know, had my Beamer, but I'm grateful, very, very grateful. Yeah. So,
I love it, too, because it is so versatile. You can use it like we use the B-body, or we can use it like an applicator. I mean, it's just really fantastic. So, Mark, do you have a couple of comments, Dan?
Well, I know that, Jan has participated so much in Blog Talk and has just an amazing testimonial, and she's so encouraging. And I just wanted to say that, you know, that's what Blog Talk is all about. Please share Blog Talk. There's an archive where you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. And there are just so many great testimonials to choose from. And please share them because we're changing lives. And I just really appreciate Jan and how she's inspired me and all of us with her great testimonials. So thank you, Jan.
Oh, you mm-hmm. are so
yep.
sweet. And just like the majority of the Beamer family, I had to add one of the gals brought Bucky the horse in, the big plastic horse, and we had Bucky with us all weekend, and it was so much fun, and the kids were able to go see Bucky. It was, you know, and she brought it in. She had to go miles and miles to pick it up in her horse trailer, bring it to the fairgrounds, and then take mm-hmm. it back, and we are so grateful to her. We had such a, three of us had such fun. It was it was just outstanding. Oh, and by the way, someone purchased a Beamer from me on Sunday.
Yay!
Congratulations to me. Anyway, guys, thank you for being on. I appreciate you both more than you know, and make it a great Tuesday.
All righty. Thank you, Dan. All right, so now Wanda is back. So, Wanda, you are live.
Okay. My husband, right after I hung up, he said, you didn't tell him I was 90. So you told me not to tell anybody how old you were anymore. But that's the reason he kept right up with me. And, of course, he did the B-sit, too. I can't give you his testimony. But 90 years old, we just had a big party for him, and all this, like I say, all the stairs up and down and up and down and up and down, just keeping him young. The Beamer, you know, I said in 10 years we're going to be laughing about the big deal we made over his 90th birthday, because if you've got blood flow, you've got life. So, but
right.
I, too, have my Beamer B-sit, another one coming, because I had two, and the previous caller, I had one that went bad. That was my husband's. So now we're ordering another one. We got the two B pads, and we have put those to good use too. So it all worked out really well. But we're excited to get for each of us to have our own now again. I just wanted to call because he's 90 years old and he kept up with me. And, of course, the day's not over. We still have a lot to do and to get it all done. So thanks again for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Wanda.
Thanks, Wanda.
So, you're welcome.
Yeah. So when Wanda and her husband are 100, they'll be looking back and going, wow, we were so young when we were only, I think she said she was 71, he was 90. Oh, my gosh, we were so young. By the way, Wanda, I'm right behind you. I'm not quite 70 yet, but I feel alive and healthy and excited to be on the planet. So we have about 9 minutes left, and we need one or two more people just to press one and contribute to our show. We love to hear from people. The stories are always so great. I love hearing about everything that you're doing with Beamer, and as we all do, and that's why we have so many callers on the line. We have a lot of callers on the line. So if someone else could just press one, and we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, like everybody knows, that we're having a big sale that ends in 7 days. We've got 1 week, 1 week left for the sale. And, the people who have gotten their Beamers with everything for the $49.90, phenomenal. So if you have anybody that is thinking about it, don't be afraid just to let them know. The sale ends in a week. You know, not to push you, but, you know, if you're considering it, now is a good time. So now from the 802 area code, ending in 3419, you are live on Blog Talk, and tell us who you are, where you're from, and your testimonial, please.
Yes, this is Hal Woods. I'm in South Hero, Vermont, up in the middle of Lake Champlain. And I wanted to mention motorhomers. After my open heart surgery in 2015, Rick Rountree called me up and told me about the Beamer, and I was able to, that was in August of 2015, I was able to pack the motorhome up and head off for Hilton Head and drive. A motorhome is a big 40-foot long vehicle. But I'm also very aware that a lot of motorhomers that could use this and people who travel in motorhomes from parks could introduce it to people. And it's just a fantastic medical device. And I'm very glad to have it, starting my seventh year now of vitality from Beamer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
my story.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hal. Yes, you know, like you say, a mobile home park. I've seen people do demos in Walmart shopping center parking lots. Of course, like I think somebody earlier was talking about having them at a fair and different events. And I've done assisted livings. We put the zero gravity chairs out. We put the Beamers on. Everybody's very curious. Everyone wants to try it. And the really nice part for all of us is they're very safe and very effective, which makes it really fun. Like for me, I just joined this tennis team. I'm going to bring Beamer to the next practice. It's a curiosity item, especially with the B-sit. It's just so non-threatening. You pull the seat out and plug it in, and people can have a seat. So Hale, thank you for calling in. And so, Mark, do you have a couple of comments for Hale?
I just really like what Hal said, that, yeah, there's so many people that are, you know, especially with COVID last year, they purchased RVs and they're camping and they're traveling a lot more than they used to. So there's such a huge market for the Beamer, especially the B-Sit now more than ever. So, yeah, there's so many people's lives that we can touch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good. All righty, Hal, well, thank you for calling in. And now, from the 615 area code ending in 7111, you are live on Blog Talk, so please tell us who you are and where you're from and your testimonial, please.
Hi, Mark and Peg. This is Dave Ward from Spring Hill, Florida. And the previous caller just prompted me to chime in. We are 1,500 miles from home right now, up at Oneida Shores County Park near Syracuse, New York, in our motorhome. And
fun.
I have I have two of the bee bodies at home under our mattress topper, but I got two more. We're vacationing. So they're in our double bed in our motorhome. And I also have the bee sit that I used a couple times while we were driving up here. And everything's working great.
So who does all the driving? You?
I do, yes.
Ooh. Ooh. So how many hours have you put on the road so far?
How many hours have I put on the road or on
driving.
The Beamer?
Driving.
When we finally decided to hit the road, we left a week ago last Thursday from Spring Hill and got to our younger son's house in Prattsburg, New York, a day and a half later. So we were driving pretty steadily, except for stopping for gas and a few hours sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
And then from there, we went up to Rochester, New York to visit our other son. And now we're near Syracuse visiting my wife's sister.
Wow. Wow, that's quite a road trip. Actually, I was born in Rochester, New York. So that's where my 50-ish high school reunion is this year, if they still have it. So, yes, that's a lot of driving.
And I was born in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
Dave, New York, not the real New York. We're upstate.
No, we're in the hub of New York State, Syracuse. Yeah.
Yes. So, Dave, when will you be back?
Oh, well, that's kind of open-ended. I hope to make some prospect contacts today on my computer to get them on the call tonight. No, we're retired. As long as everything's working right, we might not be back till mid-September or toward the end of September. We'll see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, great trip. Well, I'm glad you have your bodies and your bee sit. So, Mark, do you have a couple of comments for Dave while we have him on the line?
Well, I'm just I've known Dave, you know, for a while, and, you know, I know how much – you know, Beamer means to him and sharing with other people. And we have online presentations. And through Zoom, we've gotten a chance to know. That's the one good thing about Zoom is you get a chance to meet people that you wouldn't normally get a chance to meet all across the country. So I just feel like I know Dave so well through all the Zoom get-togethers that we've had. So I'm just appreciative of Dave and everybody else that makes up the Beamer family. Such a great group of caring people that truly have a passion and desire to help others. So just proud to know you, Dave.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful that Carolyn and Artis were able to help me to help you in your recent promotion.
Yeah, Dave is a new senior, which made Carolyn a new group leader, made Artis a new team manager, and me an organizational manager. So yeah, it's all very exciting, Dave. So you played a key role in that. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. Very good, very good. So glad that you called in. So, right, so now we have a minute and a half left. So I hope that everyone has a fantastic day. Be brave and call some of your prospects and change some people's lives. And, Mark, we have about a minute left, so you just want to wrap it up for us, please?
Yes, be brave, get the bee sit, and Beamer every day, and just make it a beautiful day. So all bees to everybody. God bless.
All righty. Great. Artie, thank you all. Have a great day, and we'll be talking to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.